may be coming legal across the country in a lot of states, but marijuana use, how does it affect teenagers? Well, let's go to the experts.
HealthWise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, you know, you keep hearing these stories how more and more people are using marijuana, and I think it's really unsafe for teenagers, and it might be sending the wrong message as it's becoming legal across the country. What's the science behind it?
Such a good point, Anna. There was a brand new study that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association over the weekend. It looked at information from about 68,000 teens in a national survey across the country. And the problem is, year by year, as marijuana is becoming more legal across this country, the view towards marijuana is that it's safe and harmless. And that's really factually incorrect, unfortunately. The science shows us that smoking marijuana, especially in an adolescent brain and in brains that are still developing, up to 21, 22 years old, can have real negative side effects, and it's not as harmless as people may think.
Doctor, forgive me, because, I mean, obviously, I think that there's got to be truth to what it is that you're saying, but my question is, you know, we haven't done a ton of studies on this. We were always behind all the other countries across the world on the studies that we were doing on marijuana. So what is really something that we're aware of, something that we can point to distinctly that we say, this is something that's definitely happening?
This particular study looked at mental health issues. Teenagers that engaged in marijuana use had higher risks of depression, higher risks of suicidal thoughts, more anxiety, more social problems, and academic problems. So really across the board, it had a very detrimental effect to their overall well-being.
How do you discourage a teenager from trying this and what they're with their friends? And I feel like we've had such an issue lately with vaping, where that's become so common. And you keep hearing about kids vaping in the schools. Like, what is the message that we can send?
I think the message that needs to be sent, especially in health education classes across the country, and parents need to put this on their radar screen. Even though something is legal, it doesn't mean that it doesn't come with negative side effects. And that's really the issue here. Marijuana use is not safe and benign, especially among teenagers. And the problem is, when something becomes legal, like a prescription drug is legal, right? And we talked about that 1 week about how teenagers are abusing ADHD medication. Even though it's legal, it still has negative ramifications to their health. And so there's a real link between negative mental health issues and cannabis use. And parents need to get that on their radar screen, because more and more kids are using marijuana. And unfortunately, the number of depression, anxiety, and stress-related disorders are really skyrocketing.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.